It's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and twice winner of the Regional Pork Pie Hurling Championship 1968 to 1969, Count Arthur Strong. Count Arthur's achievement of reaching the regional final unopposed has passed into the annals of pork pie hurling history and has only been equalled once by Roger Moore when he was doing the Saint. Join him now for this week's seasonal instalment of Count Arthur Strong's radio show. Let's have some of that. That is a drop of good splosh, is that? Right, I suppose I'd better get on with these sodding Christmas cards. Otherwise, it'll have come and gone, and it'll be next Christmas, and I'll be doing it again. Right, first of all, let me get my ingredients sorted out. So, let's see. Paraffin, 2 fluid ounces. What am I going to put that in? I'll use another one of these pint glasses I brought back from the shoulder of mutton. Right, 2 fluid ounces of paraffin. A tablespoon of malt vinegar. The juice of a whole demon. Lemon. 2 teaspoons of table salt and 1 pipette full of washing up liquid. Right, give it a good shake. And there we have it, my patented ink remover. I'll have last year's Christmas cards as good as new in no time. Well, there's no point spending good money on Christmas cards. They just get thrown away, unless you're me. The amount of money that's spent at Christmas, it's ridiculous. People treat Christmas as if it's Christmas. Oh, speaking of which, let's have another mouthful of Santa's festive sack. My special... my special Christmas ale. Oh, lovely. Now, where's my paintbrush? Oh, for crying out loud. If I had a penny for every time that doorbell went off today, I'd have a penny. Going off whenever someone presses it. As if I haven't got enough to do without being at the whim of any potential idiot with a finger on my doorstep. I'm going to start charging for rings on that bell.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to put a tariff board up. A penny a ring. 6 for the price of 5. Money first, though, through the letterbox. Actually, that's not a bad idea. A penny, come on.
Yeah, here. A penny. Is this some kind of Christmas thing?
No, I use money all year round. So, is that it, then?
I've come about the motorbike. Is it still for sale?
Well, it's got a for sale sign on it, hasn't it?
Do you mind if I have a look at it?
I would say looking at it was positively impervious.
Right, well, I will then.
I'll get the gate.
It goes all right, does it?
It does, yes.
How many miles has it done?
It must be at least 25.
Is this 23,000 on the clock?
Well, there you are, then. What are you asking me for, if you know?
Have you got the keys on you? Can I hear the engine?
I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
It's Tony.
Well, Tony, you've asked me 2 questions there. I'll take the second one first, please, if you don't mind. No, you can't hear the engine at present, because it's not on. In fact, if you think you are hearing the engine... I would suggest you may have some form of ringing tinnitus. That would be my guess. Now, moving on to your first question, which is much more straightforward. No.
No what?
No, I do not have the keys on me.
Would you take an offer on it?
Well, that would be highly irregular, Tony. How much are you talking about?
Well, it's on for 1,800, so how about 16?
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
All right, 1,650.
Well, that's better. You're getting there.
I could go to 17, but that'd be it.
17. Well, I would think that would be acceptable.
Fantastic.
You'd have to ask my neighbour, though.
Why?
It's his motorbike.
I thought it was yours.
I wouldn't have that thing. It looks like a death trap.
But you've just been trying to sell me it.
I have not. I've just been answering your questions as honestly and helpfully as I could. Well, anyway, do I look like I drive a sodden motorbike?
All right, well, thanks very much.
Don't mention it. Oi, what do you think you're doing?
Well, I thought I'd just step over the wall into next door's garden.
No, thank you. You can walk down the path and back through his gate.
But it's only about a foot high.
I don't care. If I let you cut corners, where would it all end? The postman and the Jehovah's Waitresses will be at it next. Before you know it, the masked bands of the Cold Sword Guards will be marching across my garden wall, followed by the Notting Hill Carnival. Down my path could quite easily end up being the main route to Scotland if I relax my grip for a second.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's right. Thank you very much. Back up the path. Through my gate. Good. Now through his gate. And down his path. And there you are. That wasn't too bad, was it?
It was brilliant. Thank you.
Well, there's no point doing that. There's no one in. He's gone to his mother's.
He's gone to his mother's? Well, you could have told me that, couldn't you?
I didn't know you were interested in his mother. But now I know that is indeed the case. I can tell you that she's just come out of hospital. She's had her catamaran removed. Left eye, if memory serves. Where are you going?
Away from here. Goodbye.
Strange man. Still, at least I'm one penny up on the deal. Look who's on the other side of the road. Malcolm!
Oh, morning, Count Strong.
Where are you off to?
The High Street. I'm just finishing up my Christmas
shop. Oh, here. You can make yourself useful, you can.
Well, the thing is, I'm
Follow
on my
me.
Way...
Follow me. Come on. Come in.
I can't stay very...
Mind your head.
Ow!
I'm not light-fitted. You can help me doing my Christmas cards, Malcolm. I'll get you a paintbrush.
What do I need a paintbrush for?
I'm removing the writing from last year's cards to use again. I am very conscious of my cardboard footprints. If it wasn't for me, this Christmas card would probably all go into landfill. And that could have terrible consequences for the environment. For example, a cow might choke on them. I don't know about you, but a cow choking on a Christmas card is not my idea of celebrating the birth of our Lord baby Jesus.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you can start by passing me my glass of Christmas ale. Thank you. I'll just completely drain my glass of Santa's festive sack. And then we'll get on. Oh, that's a bit...
What's the matter?
What the bloody hell is that you've given me?
Your drink?
That's not my sodden drink, you idiot. That's me bloody ink remover. That's two parts paraffin, is that?
It's not my fault. It was the same colour as beer.
That's the sodden malt vinegar. It's all I can taste now. Malt vinegar and paraffin. And I'm foaming at the mouth now. That'll be the washing up liquid. Right, well, you can mix a batch of... Here, follow these instructions, man. I'll go and clean my teeth. See if I can get rid of the sodden taste.
Thank you. afternoon, Arthur. Malcolm.
Hello, Mr. Marsden.
Good afternoon, Jerry. There you are.
Oh, what's this then? You're not serving me another solicitor's letter, are you? I don't think I could cope with two of you in the same week, Arthur.
Well, you shouldn't use such small eggs then, should you? Will you advertise a three-egg omelette, Jerry? It should look like it's been made with three normal-sized eggs that have come out of a normal-sized chicken, not an omelette that looks like it's been made with one egg that's come out of a young Anthony Quayle. Anyway, on this occasion, it's not a summons. It's your Christmas card.
Oh, very nice, yeah. What's that smell?
What smell?
I don't know. It smells like paraffin. Yeah, it's definitely paraffin.
Oh, no, I can't smell anything, Jerry.
It's weird. There's another smell mixed in with it.
Malt vinegar.
Yeah, that's it. It's coming from the card. Can you smell that?
No, I can't smell that neither.
Well, how did you know it was malt vinegar then if you couldn't smell it?
Just a lucky guess, really. I'm good at guessing smells I can't smell. Yes, my nostrils have quite an imagination, Jerry. I should do more with it, but I'm not sure what more I could do with it, really.
Hello, Arthur.
Ah, oh, Wilf, here you are.
Now, what's this then? Another summons?
No, it isn't. It's your Christmas card.
Oh, thank you very much, Arthur. I shall open that over my tea and bacon roll.
Would you excuse me, you two?
Sure, what do you want, a tea?
Oh, how touching. I will have a tea. What a lovely thought.
Yeah, but I didn't mean
I'll be over there with Mike and Bernie Wintertime. All right, you two.
Hello, Arthur.
Have you not got sorbets with you today, then?
I beg your pardon?
Sorbets.
Who's got sorbets?
The dog. You know, Sally, the one with the barrel of drink round its neck that saves skiers up Mount Everest.
It's St. Bernard.
Where? Where's St. Bernard?
No, the dog. The dog is called a St. Bernard.
What about it?
Well, I don't know. It's your dog.
What do you mean, my dog?
All right, then. Bernie Winters' dog, if you want to spit hairs.
Who's Bernie Winters?
Wash your mouth out. Everybody knows who Bernie Winters is. Oh, anyway, shut up. Here.
What's this, then? Another solicitor's letter?
No, it isn't. Why does everybody say that? Honestly, I send every single one of my closest friends a stiffly worded solicitor's letter, and suddenly I'm the bad guy. It's your Christmas card.
Oh, thanks. What's that smell?
What smell?
It smells like paraffin.
Well, I can't smell a parakeet. You must have touched up a candle, Geoffrey, in the church hall, and then picked your nose. That would explain it.
Yeah, it definitely smells like paraffin.
Oh, hey, and if your next question is, can I smell malt vinegar as well, the answer's no.
It's coming from the card. Smell it.
I'd rather not be seen in public smelling Christmas cards, Sally. I have a certain reputation to maintain. The last thing I need at this stage of my career is the newspapers plastering a picture of me openly sniffing Christmas cards all over the front pages.
This has already been written on once.
That, Sally, seems highly unlikely.
Yes, it has, if you angle it to the light. You can see where there's been writing before.
Ooh, well, how extraordinary is that? I have never in all my life seen that sort of thing before.
It's the same on mine.
Oh, yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
Oh, I know. I've got a pencil. I can rub it over the imprint and we'll be able to read it.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because of the Official Secretions Act. They have severe penalties for people tampering with the Royal Mail.
It didn't go through the Royal Mail. You just handed it to him.
Well, that just shows how little you know about things. I'll tell you this, Geoffrey. If you rub that pencil over that card, you may well be in contraception of at least several bylaws, to say nothing of having to face the full wrath of the Royal Family.
What have the Royal Family got to do with anything?
The Royal Mail, Sally. The clue is in the name of it. And you don't want to get on the wrong side of the Queen. Or as most postmen call her, the gaffer.
What on earth are you talking about? Go on, Geoffrey, do it.
Merry Christmas, Arthur. Oh, it's to an Arthur as well.
Is it? Oh, I never would have thought that. Well, give us this here. I'll take it back to the place I got it from. Whoever had the termite to sell me a used other Arthur card will rue the day he or she saw me or I coming or going or no. Both.
No, let him finish. I want to find out who it's from. Go on, Geoffrey.
From Sally. Sally. It's from a Sally as well. Arthur and Sally. Hey, it's from a Sally to an Arthur. And you're a Sally and you're an Arthur.
Shut up! Stop telling everybody who they are out loud repeatedly.
What have you got to say about that, then?
Well, I don't know what to think. What are the chances of that, eh? Isn't that remarkable? Mind you, Sally is a very, very, very common name.
Right. If Sally's such a common name, name three Sallys.
Sally that used to work in the shoe shop.
That was me.
That's one, see? Oh, this is easy, this.
You can't have me.
Well, you never said that. Give me half a Sally for that one. So I've got two and a half Sallys to get now. That's Sally with the green coat.
That's me as well. I'm wearing it right now.
Brilliant. We'll call that one in total, then.
Do you know what I think? I think I gave you that card. And do you want to know something else? It's not the one I gave you last year. It's the one I gave you last week. I got them from the charity shop.
Well, there you are. You bought them from the charity shop. They were second-hand in the first place. Fancy giving someone second-hand cards. Oh, dear. Some people are such penny punchers.
No, I didn't. They don't sell second-hand Christmas cards in charity shops. They sell new ones and the money goes to charity.
Ooh, good for you and your orthopaedic knowledge of the workings of charity shops. You know, Christmas isn't just about charity, Sally. It's about baby Judas riding a donkey at Easter and cake and presents and eggs. You should do well to remember that.
Skinflick, you, aren't you?
How dare you? I am not a skinflick. I'm the most... I'm the most generous person I know, I am. In fact, I was going to tell you something, but I won't bother now.
What? What were you going to tell us?
About a surprise for you and Geoffrey and Wilf and Malcolm and Sally in the green coat, if she wants to come. But I'm not going to bother now.
What was it then?
It was that I was going to take you all to my favourite shop and let you choose a Christmas present each on me.
Oh, that's lovely. I accept.
What?
So do I.
Me too.
Count me in.
What about your shop, Wilf?
Well, it's always slow on Christmas Eve in the afternoons.
Where are you taking us then, Arthur?
I've told you, it's a surprise, Geoffrey.
Where are we going then?
We are going, Sally, to a bastion of high street trading, an establishment that stands head and shoulders above other lesser retail outlets, where high quality products and superior manufacturing are the buzzwords. Somewhere that has become a haven for shoppers of all sizes and hues in this barren post-Woolworths landscape we now tragically inhabit. Aha! Here we are.
Pound squeezers.
You're taking us to pound squeezes.
Correct, Sally.
Well, I am speechless.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to say either.
Yes, it must be quite a bit to take in. When someone does something as senseless as this for you. You're probably feeling a bit awkward now, aren't you, Sally? About saying I was a skin flicker. That must seem quite ridiculous now. But, you know, no apologies necessary.
Is it open? It looks like they're closed.
Oh, yes, look, someone's going to the door. He's turning the sign from open to closed. Now he's gone away. Ooh, two people are now walking out. Judging by the bags they're carrying, they must be customers. Perhaps the last customers of the day. Now a light has gone out on the window display. They're definitely closing.
Well, thank you, Geoffrey. Thank you for stating the flipping obvious.
I thought you'd fix this all up as a surprise.
Yes, well, I have, Clever Clog. For your information, when you've achieved celery status like I have, normal shop opening times do not apply, Sally. You know, people like me and Elsie Presley, for instance, or Elton Jonathan, we can't be mingling with the proletariat. We're much too busy and important, making records, doing Las Vegas, and demonstrating potato peelers next Tuesday. We get our people to phone ahead, we do, and say, for example, Elton Jonathan would like you to open your shop tonight so he can get some bin liners and a nail brush unmolested. That's the sort of world we inhabit.
And that's what you've done, is it? Got your people to phone ahead to pound squeezes?
Yes, Sally, I think it probably is. You just stop here. I'll go and sort it out with him. Hello? Anybody in there? Anybody in here? Oh, for crying out loud, someone's turned the sodding lights off. Hello? Hello? What am I going to do now? Don't panic. Just think, what would Bear's Grill do? Or the other one, Ray Reardon. Not Reardon, Smears. Ray Smears. Right. Deep breaths. Come on, we don't want to hyper-exfoliate. Now, I'm going to have to feel my way out of here. There's the wall. Right. Now, move to the left. And what's this? Oh, a door frame. The door. I found the door. Right. There's nothing to this survivalism stuff. I'll tell you something. This would make a brilliant television programme, this would. It would be better than Bear Grylls' one he did. Me and President Barracks Alabama escaping from a pound shop in the dark. Oh, is that my stomach rumbling? I've never had my bloody Eccles cake at Jerry's because of this. I'm famished. Well, whatever, I have to keep going. Must keep going. Come on, damn you! Come on, these legs of mine! Do you hear me? Up these stairs! What's in here? Must be the storeroom. Oh, for crying out loud. Will I ever get out of this godforsaken place? Who's there? Is that you, Mother? Is Father with you? Is there food there? No, stop it. Stop it, do you hear me? You're going to get out of here. It can't all end like this. Oh, cold, so cold. What's this? Fancy dress costumes, $3.99. Oh, yes, that'll do it. Put this on. Keep warm. Must preserve body heat. Trousers on. Jacket. There. Now, food. Must eat. Got to keep my strength up. Must eat. What's this? Oh, it's a miracle! Chocolate liqueurs! The biggest... the biggest pile I ever did see! Oh, the little chocolate miniature bottles! Let's bite the neck off that! Oh, what's that one? Drambuie. It's Drambuie. No, stop. Get a grip of yourself. Easy. Take it easy. Little sips until I get used to eating again. Oh, sod that. Come on. Auntie Mary, have a canary. One leg of applause. It wouldn't come down for half a crown, but it would for a round of applause. Hey! Now, what would everybody like to drink? Oh, thank you very much. I don't mind if I do. I think I might have a cocktail, if that would be acceptable. Two parts sherry brandy, two parts rum buoy, and 84 parts Susie Quantro. Lovely jubilee. Let's get that down the old Devil Gate Drive. Who's done that? Who put the lights on? Oh, my favourite, Miss Time, Camel Toe and Slime.
That's coming from the storeroom. Hello?
Hello?
Good grief, are you all right?
Arthur, what's happened to you?
Oh, Sally, Geoffrey, Wilf, Malcolm, is it really you? Then I've made it. Tell me, you must tell me, did Barracks, Alabama survive?
What are you talking about, survive? You've only been in here about 7 minutes.
No. Your watch must be broken. It's a lot longer than that. At least a week.
Count Strong, what are you dressed like Freddie Mercury for?
Who?
What's that round your face, Arthur?
It's chocolate. Looks like he's been eating all those chocolate liqueurs.
Excuse me. He has a name.
Right, well, what is your name then? Because somebody will have to pay for all this.
Pay? What? Money? Who is it I am again, Malcolm? My name, my good man, is Frederick Mercury Poisoning. And this has been the very successful pilot recording of I'm in a Pound Squeezers, get me sodded out of here. So... yourself to anything you want, and Mr. Mix Grill or Ray Smears will settle up with you. Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Appearing in Count Arthur Strong's radio show was Mel Gederoich, Dave Mountfield, Alistair Kerr, and Terry Kilkelly as Malcolm. The show was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff, and recorded at the Dance House Theatre, Manchester. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was produced by John Leonard and is a Comedia 7 Digital production.
And that episode of Count Arthur Strong's radio show is dedicated to founding cast member Dave Mountfield, who sadly died a few months after recording the show.